time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
Welcome to another edition of Community Circle. Today, I have with me Grace. Grace from Agnes House. Grace, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And I want to thank you guys for having me today. And yes, my name is Grace Scott. I'm from Agnes Centers for Domestic Solutions.
Grace, what is Agnes Center for Domestic Solutions?
Well, Agnes Centers for Domestic Solutions is a nonprofit organization that we started right here in the state of Arizona, in the city of Phoenix. And what we do, we help stop domestic violence in families by educating the victims and the perpetrators and empowering the victims on how to overcome the side effects of domestic abuse.
So, Chris, tell me a little bit, when you say educate the victims, give me an example.
Example of education?
Yeah.
Well, we teach them how to recognize the signs of abuse. We also teach them how to overcome that low self-esteem that comes along with being a victim. We also educate them on the importance of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a big factor in overcoming domestic violence or domestic abuse of any sort. And also we focus, another one of our focuses on the education piece for the victim is overcoming the fears that come with when your power is taken away and all your control is taken away by that person, that dominator in the relationship.
So, Grace, without getting into specific instances, but is there more an example of like someone how they regain their power back, you know?
Well, what we do is originally Agnes Center started with the idea and the vision to assist the victim, because I was a victim of domestic abuse for over 20 years. And once I realized that I had a power within me to do better and to be better from the negative comments and controls that my abusers had on me, then I realized that not only as a victim do I need help, and to help those is those abusers that need the help as well, to help them see that power and control is not always the right way to go in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So how we get the victims assisted and on the right path to overcoming is to, like I said, focus on those three things. Overcoming those and recognizing what the signs are, what a victim, not what a victim is, because that's us, but what an abuser is that approaches us. Mm. So knowing the red flags.
So I guess if someone is like, if you constantly hear, hey, you're worthless, you're nothing without me, those are things that were like, you're taking away someone's power, and that person has to learn how to get back to know, I am something without you. I do have power. I am not worthless. I am worth something in this world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And how we do that is basically, I have a workbook that I developed. First, I wrote a book telling my truth. And then I developed a workbook with some of the processes and the tools that I use to help me overcome. And then I start sharing those with the groups, with the women that come in. And it's one simple thing that I learned from another lady that I went to church with. I called her Mother Blunt. She told me that when those negative thoughts start, words and negative things like you just mentioned are said to me, she said, do one simple thing, put my hand up to my forehead, and as those words are coming to me, catch them in my hand and don't let them penetrate in my mind. So once I start to not letting those negative words penetrate in my mind, because your mind is what? It's the most powerful thing that you have, right? And someone else's tongue is powerful as well. So that the power that they are taking from you by the words that they're saying, if you can stop them from penetrating like a ricochet, let them bounce off of you, but don't let them penetrate into your mind and into your spirit, and then you begin to substitute the words that they're saying, the negative things, that you're no good, that you're stupid. I'm intelligent. I'm bright. I'm smart. I'm pretty, whether I'm full figure or slim. So that's kind of how, and that's just what we do in our group. We just sit around and we talk about things like that, and we give tools like that.
Grace, you also said you guys spend time re-educating the perpetrator. How does that go?
So on the opposite side of that, with the perpetrators, we let them know the power that they have is really not their power. No one should have more power over someone else. So we teach them, and a lot of the perpetrators don't even know that the words that they are saying are that powerful and that they do affect us in a very powerful way. Once they learn that, then that's how they gain more control. But it, when you begin to express to them the importance of it and the negative effects of it, they start to get it. But one thing that that we do at Agnes Center is we show it. I show live films and we discuss it. And just recently in our group on a couple of Fridays ago, I showed the gentleman a picture. It was a short film on YouTube, and it was addressing a certain form of abuse. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of the short film, but it was about a young lady who her abuser also you could see the substance abuse going on in the film. He was very controlling. What happened, she was told to cook. She went home to cook dinner. And he said, "What's for dinner?" She said, "Liver and gravy." And he got up off the couch and he beat her for that because that's not what he wanted. But he didn't tell her what he wanted. So, guys, you got to be specific in what you want or don't want. Or is it that you, no matter what she had prepared, what she had cooked it, would he still have been mad about it? So we talked about the effects of that. So what I'm learning, what I have learned about domestic violence when I opened up Agnes Center is that I always thought that domestic violence was I thought it was hereditary. And it's really not a genetic thing.
You meant like to be a victim is hereditary?
Both.
My mom's a victim, I'm going to be a victim. My dad was an abuser, I'm going to be an abuser.
Yep, I thought that's what it was because, you know, what we thought normal growing up, I didn't see my mom get abused. Mm. I never imagined that I would be a victim of abuse until I became a victim. Mm-hmm. And then once I became a victim, I didn't know how not to be a victim anymore until God gave me the vision for Agnes Center and taught me that I was a victim and this is how you have overcome being a victim. So I figure if it was me in the shoes of a female today, how could I help them? Mm-hmm. So that's where that R came from. But
Grace, if someone's listening right now and you know, it's starting to come together for them. Oh, you know what? I am a victim, or you know, I am in this relationship. You know, how can they get your help? How can you help them? What do they need to do to reach out to you?
Well, all they have to do is just, they can go to our website.
What's the website?
It is agnescenters.com.
Agnescenters.com.
Yep. And we're located in Tempe at 455 South 48th Street. We're in suites 106 and 105.
What is that, 48th Street and?
48th Street and University.
University, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a telephone number. It's 480-664-6554.
One more time, Chris.
480-664-6554.
And this is all on the website, too.
It's all on the website.
AgnesCenters.com.
AgnesCenters.com, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Great. What else does Agnes Centers provide?
So we have the behavior health side, and that's the point I was trying to make. So we help them by giving them counseling. So we do therapeutic visits for families for reunification. We also do individual counseling. We do group counseling, and then we have our support groups for the perpetrators that are referred to us by the courts. So if you have a misdemeanor domestic violence offense, mm-hmm. then you can come to Agnes Centers and begin your overcoming process by taking an assessment. And what that assessment does is target the need of your behavior health treatment plan. Mm-hmm. So we determine, you know, if you have stress levels very high, if you have anger issues. So we have an anger management program. We have a direct DV program and then the individual counseling at this point.
So, Grace, you know, I guess, you know, with this type of thing, it's like, you know, there's no analytics. It's, you know, it's hard to say. But is there a success ratio with your program? Do you have anything like that? Or is like, or is it like one of those things like, hey, it's just a service and you come back when you need it. And like, hopefully you get to the point where you don't come back. How is it? How do you measure it?
Well, out of the clients that we've had, at this point, we have three repeat offenders that have come back. And it's not because of a failure of the first time. It's just that the relationship, the two people involved in the relationship, they didn't take advantage of the couples counseling that we offer. So now they're back, and now they're getting couples counseling. So in order to end the cycle of domestic violence and abuse, we at Agnes Center look at both angles. We look at the victim and the perpetrator. Once we can get you individually on the right track, then we have the couples counseling to help the relationship go from an unhealthy to a healthy relationship.
You know, what's interesting, Grace, is like someone might be listening right now and be like, you know what, if somebody laid a finger on me, I'm out of here. Or I would never do that to somebody or this and that. But it's not that simple. It's not that black and white. You know, people have invested years in a marriage and they have kids. You know, it's not that simple.
And it's not. And most of the time, it takes a person seven times to be a victim or be victimized. It takes a person seven times when they're a victim to leave.
Seven times.
Seven times before they'll actually turn around, walk away, and not go backwards. Now, we don't advocate for you to break up a marriage. Mm-hmm. Our big picture is let's heal these families. Mm-hmm. Let's learn what an unhealthy relationship, which we're all living in, and then let's learn what a healthy relationship looks like. And then when there's children involved, say the relationship is severed, right? And, you know, husband and wife, they just can't do it. And they mutually agree to split. Now we also offer parenting classes, especially for co-parenting, so that you can know how to parent the children together on a mutual and it's not a tug of war. Where dad said, I can go to the movies. Well, I said, you can't. Well, we have to have a mutual understanding, and the goal is to keep the families and the children on track so that they don't become a victim of abuse or an abuser.
You said that, like, you only have three people kind of, so you've had a really good success ratio. People go through the program.
Yes.
That's awesome. It's fantastic.
Yes.
So once again, someone's listening, they need help, they're in that situation. Where can they get information?
I would say go to agnescenters.com, that's our website, or give us a call personally at 480-664-6554, and we have licensed counselors on staff that are willing to help you overcome domestic abuse in whatever form or fashion that you may be affected by, financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever your abuse is, we can help you with that.
And nobody wants to live that life. Like, I don't think anybody, of course, nobody wants to be a victim. It's obvious. But I don't think people want to be bad to other people. They don't want to be abusive. They don't even realize it in a lot of, and this is where they learn, right?
Absolutely. And you just hit the nail on the head. A lot of abusers don't know that they're an abuser until we point it out to them that this is a form of abuse.
So, Agnes Sanders, what else do you have going on? What else do you got? Do you have anything coming up?
Yes, we actually do. We're going to start having our Monday Fun Days where we have open house that anybody from the community can come out. Our first one is going to be in September, and it's just open up to the community to come out, see what we have to offer, and let's start building these healthy families.
And that's on University and 48th Street?
Yes, sir.
Just south of University?
Just south of University, yes.
On 48th Street. Suite what?
106 and 105.
106. What if they call, you know, what's there to do? Is there, you have like.
What we're going to have, well, we're going to offer free food.
Oh, nice. That's what I was like. Yeah. I was kind of hinting at that. I didn't want to put you on the spot. You guys going to have, maybe they're not.
Yes, we're going to have food. We're going to have some games, some activities, some door prizes. And we're just going to have fun and let the community know what we have to offer. And hopefully that, we can start seeing some people, you know, the stats decreasing here in the state of Arizona. When I first started the program, we were in the top seven for domestic violence calls. Mm-hmm. Our police departments are overwhelmed with phone calls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every 20 seconds a person is being violated, mm-hmm. Mentally, physically, or verbally. So it's not like it's not a need. This is a epidemic that kills.
So, Grace, you know, just because you're located on University and 48th Street, it's open to everybody, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So you can live in Peoria, you can live in Apache Junction, and you're still a website. What is it, agnescenters.com?
Yes.
Or a phone number, a way to help, right? What's the number?
480-664-6554. We have clients in Tucson, Williamsburg, Flagstaff, Yuma. I mean, so we have clients all over the state that we assist.
Good. It's good. Helping people, that's the important thing.
Yes.
Grace, your story, you know, when you go there, you're not talking from some kind of experience you read in a book. You're talking from firsthand experience. And I think that's really important for people, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I was a victim once. I don't have a degree in counseling, so I do not do any of the counseling. I have counselors on staff that are licensed through Arizona's Behavior Health. We are a licensed behavior health facility, so we, we're doing everything right legally to get people the proper help.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, right, we're just not a nonprofit that's out here for show. We're out here actually affecting families and making an impact.
That's great. So, do you have anything else?
Well, I would like to tell the audience about my program that's called Face It.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, well, Face It is basically it's family awareness, crisis education, intervention, and training. And basically what I do is go around to churches and different organizations and explain the three R's of domestic violence, which is recognizing. How do you recognize the signs? If your family member or your neighbor is a victim or even your customer. And then we also talk about referring. How do you refer somewhere? And then how do you properly respond to them? So the Face It program, you can book me and I'll come in and do a speaking or a training, because it basically is a training. So I travel around. I've been to several states, I'll just say. Mm-hmm. And I've done this Face It training with very open arms and receive.
And you can get all the information on Face It on the website?
Yes, sir.
agnescenters.com?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because some people, you know, it could be your cousin, or it could be your neighbor, and if you don't grow up in that environment, you don't know the telltale signs, right?
So right, you don't.
You're trying to explain to people
right.
What to look for.
Exactly, because most of the signs are what we think are normal activities in a relationship. Mm. And until someone points them out that they're unhealthy behaviors and show you the healthy, which is the opposite of that, right? Mm-hmm. Then is when the light bulb comes on and be like, wow, I didn't even know I was abusing my wife by not allowing her to have access to the checkbook or taking her paycheck every time she gets paid and giving her an allowance. That's not fair. That's not even. Having separate bank accounts. That's not even. That's not fair. You pay this bill. You pay this bill. We all live together. Put it in a pot and let's split it, mm-hmm. right? And let's have our savings here. You know, sir, there's other things like financial education. You know, we teach that as well. So
that's a big part of any marriage, is right?
Yes.
Abusive or not abusive, but having disagreements about finances is a big part.
Yes, and so that's one of looking at and educating about finances is one of the solutions. That's why Agnes Center is not Agnes Centers for Domestic Violence, is Agnes Centers for Domestic Solutions. Mm. We have helped you find a solution to your domestic situation.
That brings up a good point. Do you offer services for people who aren't necessarily in an abusive relationship?
Oh, yes.
Just trying to make the family stronger.
Yep, to make a healthier, stronger families. Yes, sir.
So, you guys could be lovebirds, whatever, but you're just trying to find the right way to get through life together.
Exactly.
You guys can help.
Yes, dealing with stress, coping with stress and finances is very vital in relationships. And people that think they're in healthy relationships may have those two problems going on. So we teach life balancing skills and financial education skills as well.
Grace, you guys do so many good things. We're going to have you back on another show just to talk about all the other things you do.
I would love to come back.
Okay. We're going to have you back. But agnescenters.com. What's the phone number again?
480-664-6554.
Open house is going to happen at their offices on University Boulevard and 48th Street. Actually, on 48th Street, just south of University Boulevard. They're going to have an open house with food. What is it?
On September 10th.
On September 10th.
It is a Monday.
A Monday. Yep. Even better.
Yeah, because our offices are closed on Sunday and Monday, and we provide services on Monday, but in Casa Grande.
Oh, okay.
So our clients in Casa Grande get serviced on Monday, but our Tempe office, we're going to be using Mondays as our fun days for open house to the community.
And this is, Grace is going to tell you about Agnes House and how, you know, I just found out, revelation, it's not just for, like, people in abusive relationships, also just for like making a family stronger, helping couples get through life, learning how to balance stress and finances and everything. And also for the people who are in relationships that aren't so good, being able to identify it, educating people. Not just the great thing is that you're helping the victims, but you're also helping the abusers, because sometimes people love each other, and they don't even realize it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you asked me about a success rate. Now, I did mention the three that repeated, but I did not mention the two couples that have gotten married, that Agnes Center sponsored their weddings.
Oh, wow.
And they are celebrating their third and fourth wedding anniversary this year.
That's great.
So
That's great. We have
couples that we have actually healed. They're married. They have babies now, and they are really successful.
Grace, so. You're a nonprofit. Do you take donations?
Yes. Yes, we do.
And you can get that at gracecenters.com if someone wants to donate money.
At agnescenters.com, there is a donation button. Yes, sir.
So give some money. Help out. It's a good cause.
Yes, sir.
They're doing a lot for the community.
Yes, we take personal hygiene items as well, clothing and furniture. And the big thing that we do every year is when we adopt a few families that are going from the shelter, the domestic violence shelters, when they advance into their new homes, we supply them with a box of goodies, whether it be towels,
domestic things you need
to start up in a new home. Because every time that I fled a relationship, I went with nothing but my child's favorite toy. My kids had their favorite toy, a bag of their clothes, and that was it. And I had to always start over.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, great things going on. agnescenters.com. Grace Scott, thank you so much for coming by and sharing all this information with our listeners.
You're very welcome, and thanks again for having me.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.